B-Pod Studios.
Hour, Mike Missanelli show. Big game tonight in the NBA at the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers, Celtics. Sixers coming off a couple of big wins, including one last night. Hopefully they can make the turnaround. 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. It's 1-877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. The Phillies lost today, 3-1 to the Detroit Tigers. But the important thing is Bryce Harper gets his first knock as a Philly and he gets a walk. His on-base percentage in the spring is .438.
That's impressive.
A lot of walks. HBP. Tomorrow's the day of reckoning, you know.
And you... Now, if they
Toronto
don't...
Blue Jays.
Now, you were mad at me for being angry on Friday. If Thursday comes and goes with no retaliation, and you don't play them all year, am I allowed to finally be mad tomorrow? If they don't do anything about it.
Yeah, you can be mad. They don't retaliate tomorrow. Jason Stark is the pacifist these days, and he says in spring training game it shouldn't be done. But it's really the only chance you're going to get. They plan during the regular season?
Nope.
They might. They don't?
They don't. We checked.
That was the last chance.
Well, Andrew went through the whole schedule.
Who's the starting pitcher tomorrow for the Phillies? Do we know? That's funny.
I was checking it when I first asked, and it wasn't
nice
up there.
Pavetic, he throws the hardest out of all of them. Velasquez may be the pitcher tomorrow.
It is Velasquez.
It is Velasquez.
The problem is, I don't know if I trust him because he's so wild all the time. He'll miss. I don't want you throwing behind him. He's got to drill
it's
somebody.
It's all right if he misses. Just throwing at a dude is the statement. Right? You know, that's the important
part.
But
that guy didn't miss his ankle. I don't want you to miss.
He didn't.
Small in the back.
But just to make let them know you're paying attention, you know, a little chim music.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Phillies today, what'd they get? Six hits. You know, they've been looking for a backup first baseman for Reese Hoskins. Yeah, but then this guy, Sean Rodriguez, thinking that he can make it as a utility player, but my man is struggling. He's hit .079. He struck out three times a day in three appearances, so he's done.
You know, are you going to tell the people that the plan that you told me off the air? You don't have to, but how you would start this roster, who would make it and who wouldn't. You said one guy who's a lock probably shouldn't be a lock.
Who's that? Who did I say?
Kingery.
Oh, well, here's the problem. They don't have anybody else who can play multiple positions in the infield who's worth anything. So he's got to make the team. He's struggling. He would probably benefit by starting in AAA. But they don't have a guy.
So he's stuck.
So he's got to come north. All right, let's go Jake in Allentown. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake.
How you going, Mike?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to your show yesterday, and someone had asked you, like, what percentage you thought that they would win the title or go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I said 50.
And they were asking what the missing piece was, and I just honestly think it's experience. And I think we're going to get a lot of experience tonight if we beat Boston.
I agree. These little things add up. You start getting confidence. You beat these teams, and you roll into a series and go, all right, what scares us about this team? Now, Toronto's good, and they're deep. But, you know, Milwaukee got cracked a little bit by the Sixers on Sunday. You can see it in their body language. They got cracked.
Yeah, they definitely did.
That's what I'm saying. They get past Toronto. I like their chances.
Yeah, I like us getting past Toronto. Which, like, honestly, I'm just worried if we see the Celtics in the playoffs. That's all I'm worried.
We're not going to see them. Don't worry about it. It's almost impossible to see them. Unless they beat Milwaukee in a 7-game series, which I don't see happening.
Yeah, no, I don't see that happening either.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yes, please.
Most important people in history. All right, here's the question. He conquered the Persian Empire and spread Greek culture.
Alexander the Great.
No, the answer is Giannis Antetokounmpo. No, it is Alexander the Great. You're exactly right. Hold on a second. He spread the Greek culture. Alexander the Great. That's a pretty good answer. My man got it. T T-Love in Collingdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
What's going on?
What's up, T-Love?
Hey, shout out to all my Trekkies out there, man. You know how we thumbs
you're
down
a Trekkie?
I'm a definite Trekkie, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm a definite Trekkie, man. There is so many things that have been made based on the original Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Flip phones, tablets we use, man. Star Wars is a story fable. It's like, I went to see Star Wars, it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm probably the only one that thinks that way, so screw what I say, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about basketball, man, two Sundays in a row, national TV, great exposure, great games, fade in tonight. I think these guys, coming off of that Milwaukee win last night without Embiid, this is the game that is so important. This is more important than the Milwaukee game. They have to go in there, and I think they can do it, man. I want to go to this game so bad. I'm thinking about taking my wife down there to see this game. I want to go to this game so bad, but I'm going to watch it on TV. Where is our Dennis Rodman?
Listen, man, you got to get to the game, man. What's holding you back? Get to the game. Man, get a scalper ticket. Get a StubHub. You can get in.
My wife gets off late, man. And
what time does she get off?
By the time she gets to, coming from King of Prussia, man. By the time she gets here, they'll be into the first quarter already. I want to start early. You know what I'm saying?
All
so,
right.
Hey, man. Anyway.
Tell her to join you there, man. You go early. Tell her one word, Uber. Yeah?
Yeah
she gets there at 8 o'clock.
I put my wife in the car with a stranger. Never that.
What? All right.
Never that. I don't trust okay. Uber drivers or Lyft drivers.
All right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Unless I get their background checks.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right,
but,
would you like a general knowledge question?
I'll take that.
It's baseball. You know baseball?
Pretty much.
All right. Now I'm going to make this question easy for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here is the question. Can you name three of the six pitchers who won a Cy Young Award in both leagues? One of them was a Philly. So that means you only need to get two.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the Philly.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Booty's all over this question. How about Booty needs to get all six of them? Tell Booty he needs to get all six. Come on, T-Love. I gave you one of them. It was a Philly.
Okay.
Recently.
Okay,
fairly recent.
Okay. That's our the one that just passed away.
That's correct. You're right. Roy Halladay. Roy Halladay. Okay. Give me two more.
Okay, and now we're talking about the former Boston and New York, Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez is a correct answer, but he did it with Boston and Montreal. So that's okay. One. You need one more.
Okay. Both leagues. Can you give me a hint?
One was a dominant left-hander. And the other is still an active pitcher right now.
Married to the model, Detroit player.
You're out, bro. It's not Verlander, but it is Max Scherzer, who did it for Detroit and Washington. And the dominant left-hander was?
Well, Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson, Seattle and Arizona. The others, Roger Clemens for Boston, Toronto, and then he did it for Houston, and Gaylord Perry way back in the day for Boone. Cleveland and San Diego.
Boone
get them all?
He got five.
He didn't get Gaylord Perry?
No. Holiday, Johnson, Pedro,
pretty,
Scherzer,
pretty
Clemens.
Good. Pretty good by Booney. Jason in Fishtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Jason?
Not much. Just wanted to weigh in. I'm definitely amped about tonight's game. I kind of liken it a little bit to the Bears game. Even though that was a playoff game, we kind of had them on our list for quite a while for different reasons. And I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, conquering Boston at least once this season, considering we're not going to see them probably in the playoffs. So
I mean, it's so set up for the Sixers to win this game tonight. It really is. Big crowd. Everybody's enthused. There's no, they're missing a player who hurt them the last time. The coaching adjustments, they coming off of a confidence builder with Milwaukee, and then last night, it's perfect. They can't lose this game tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I think we're hitting all the right strides, you know, leading into the playoffs. I'm glad we had, these 20 or so games to kind of get acclimated with each other.
Gotcha.
One question I have, though, mm-hmm. is going into these playoffs, I've noticed some recent construction since the last time we've had a championship parade. I'm wondering if the curse of Billy Penn has been acknowledged and if that new Comcast building has a nice little statue at the very top of that new structure.
Yeah, you're really worried about that, curse of Billy Penn. It doesn't matter to you.
I'd rather have that Billy Penn statue at top than not.
I thought that curse was already broken. That curse of Billy. Yeah, the Phillies won. The Phillies
getting built higher.
The Phillies won him and busted that up.
I don't know. That was
Don't be bothered with silly stuff like that. Come on.
All right. Well, that's good then.
All right. You want a general knowledge question?
Sure, please.
All right. Here's the general knowledge. What is the national anthem of the UK?
God Save the Queen.
Correct. God Save the Queen. Now, why? I remember singing. Why did we sing it in grade school? My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Which was really God Save the Queen.
Well, the melody is the same.
Yeah, we changed the words to make it My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
I think that was just someone getting creative.
You know, I got to say, all these anthems are better than our anthem.
I do like God Save the Queen.
The Canadian anthem's better. I remember not even understanding the words. The old USSR anthem at the games was better.
The one by the Beatles? Back in the USSR?
No, I'm serious. I wish we could all vote together so that it doesn't cause any divisiveness. Mm-hmm. We should upgrade our anthem or pick a different song and make it our anthem. Star Spangled Banner's weak.
A little bit catchier.
Make it ex-ambassadors unsteady. You got that? You got that up?
I'm going to have it coming back from the next break.
Oh, you don't have it up yet?
No.
I wanted to hear it now. I wanted to hear it.
In a segment?
I wanted to hear it.
We'll take Wayne and then we'll have it.
All right. Wayne and Malvern. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayne.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
What's going on, Wayne?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to bring up a couple of points from last night's game, mm-hmm. kind of like the good, bad, and the ugly.
Go ahead.
And, you know, obviously the good I thought was J.J. Redick. You know, mm-hmm. he gets that definitely for his performance. And then my bad was Mike Scott. Yeah, I thought, his game was pretty much garbage last night.
Yeah, it was probably that sip of Jack Daniels did him in for the next game. That. Yeah, with war on his legs.
Yeah, he was
that, that'd be a lesson
right
to him.
And then my ugly was definitely the Sixers bench, man. I mean, getting outscored 61-14 is just playoff time. But you can't have that.
No, you can't have that, but they did what was necessary last night. The starting five was their strength. They all played them close to 40 minutes, and that was necessary last night. Boom. Win. Any way you win, whether the bench contributes or whether your starting five carries you, it's okay by me.
Yeah, I'm just worried in the long haul. That's all, Mike.
Hey, don't worry about the long haul. Be all right. Because you're going to extend. First of all, you're going to shorten your bench, and you're going to extend your minutes on your starters. They have the best starting five, second best starting five in the league. They have the most efficient starting five in the first quarter. They usually get off the leads. They score 35 points in the first quarter. That's good.
It
lessens the need for significant contributions on the bench, and they have, I think, decent role players enough on the bench to get by with.
Okay, well, all right. I'm hoping you're right, Mike.
All right, man, here is your general knowledge question. It is movie subtitles. I give you the movie, you give me the subtitle of the movie. All right, so let's go with this one. The Fast and the Furious. What's the subtitle of that movie?
There could be a few of them, wasn't there?
No, The Fast and the Furious was the name of the movie that had this specific subtitle.
Fast and the Furious. Was it Tokyo Drift?
Yes. It was Tokyo Drift. There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, that was the third one.
Tokyo Drift. Right. Fast and Furious.
Yeah, not all of them have a subtitle.
Oh, that's the only one with that's a subtitle. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's the only one.
I didn't
know that. That's the one that they expunged from the record.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Expunged from the record.
Okay. If Fast 1 and 2 and then 4 on, all that universe is the same and the people repeat.
Really?
In 3, they act like Tokyo Drift didn't happen.
Really?
So when they went with the next one, they ignored. That's why Bow Wow didn't appear in any other ones other than that one, because they ignored that one. I don't know why, but that's what happened with the lineage of the film.
The stuff I pick up on this show. Now, let me give you one.
Okay.
Legally Blonde 2. What was the subtitle?
Return to College?
No, it was Red, White, and Blonde.
Oh, that's right.
Red, White, and Blonde.
I don't know if I ever saw the second.
What a classic.
I love the first one.
Legally, oh, you did?
Yes.
Legally Blonde 1?
Yeah.
You liked it?
It was a cute film.
Yeah, it's cute, yeah. It's real cute.
Bend and Snap.
Give me some X.
You saw that one in the theater. I happen to know that.
What? Legally Blonde? Who, me?
Yeah, but you did. You brought your daughter.
Oh, who'd you go see Legally?
Yes, you did, because I remember talking to you about it back in the day.
Take my daughter to Legally Blonde in the movie theater. That is, what year was that?
God, probably
three? What Legally Blonde come up?
'02?
Yeah, let me see.
So she was young.
She was
2001.
Team. There you go.
Wow.
All right, so that was 17 years ago, so she was 11.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right. I did go to the theater.
Did you like it?
did I like it? Legally Blonde? Come on.
I mean, you're
seriously.
You're a lawyer.
I took it for the team.
Did you think it was accurate about law school? Were there any accuracies?
Not really. No, I didn't see that part of it.
All right.
I'm a little unsteady, Tyrone. I'm a little. There you go. I am. Listen to this guy's voice.
Hold up to me. I'm a little unsteady.
That dude's got pipes, man.
A little unsteady.
That's better than Adam Levine.
Oh, hold up. Hold up to me. Cause I'm a little unsteady.
Better than Adam Levine?
Yeah.
All right.
A little unsteady.
And my man can pipe it. This is where he goes.
It's the drop.
Yeah, that was the intro. Mama.
Come here. Approach. Appear.
It's a good song, man.
So good.
It is, really.
I'm
good song.
Alone. Cause this house don't feel like
he pours his heart in this. I've seen it live twice, actually. And it was the guy that used to work here. Whose best friend manages them.
Really?
Yeah. That's how I got to the first one. They were on Festival Pier for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And invited me. I won't say the guy's name because he now works for a competitor.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get Yance in South Philly. Yance, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. What's up, Yance?
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, Yance?
Hello?
Yeah, I got you, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm calling about the Sixers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think this is a Brett Brown versus Brad Stevens war tonight.
You think so?
Yeah, because...
You think it's a chess match?
It has to be, because how many times did Brett Brown lose to this guy?
Yeah, but not with this team. This is a pretty complete team, right?
I feel you.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. The only thing I'm looking for is the adjustments they have to make to free up Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and that's another thing with Ben Simmons. He plays real good sometimes, but I think he plays good against mops. He don't play good against good guys.
I disagree with that. He just played a really good game against Golden State. This Boston thing, I don't know what they do to throw up. It's easy to see what they do. They wall up on him, and instead of him attacking that, he stops and defers. Now, I want to see a different Ben tonight. I want to see him try to attack that. He just split it, dribble around it, create gaps where he can dish off. He's got to be more aggressive against what they do defensively to him.
He has to, because can't nobody hold him defensively.
I agree with you, man. He's got the speed to go around whatever they do.
Anybody. That's why he needs to stop being just soft, shall I say, and run into the basket harder.
I got you, man. I totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, you want a general knowledge question, bro?
I want the one that get me into the thing with the
knockout. You want to get to the knockout? All
right. Yeah, my birthday is tomorrow.
It is. All right, well, you got to answer this. This is the toughest category now. It's the most important people in history. But you should. You should know this. He led India to independence from the UK.
Gandhi?
Yes! There it is! Gandhi. Mohandas.
The one and only.
That's right. And of course, in Seinfeld, the lady with the goiter claimed to have an affair with Gandhi.
Oh, yeah. That was. And that's when George has the woman rubbing oil on his head.
Exactly. 610-632-0975. We come down the home stretch of the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit FamilyAutos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
The 76ers in their last 24 matchups with the Boston Celtics.
3-21!
Yeah. Versus the Boston Celtics. I was tossing and turning thinking about that, but they're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm feeling confident they win. Oh, you're feeling it too then.
Whoa! Let's get it! Boston, screw you!
Middays with Gargano and Mertedis.
Tonight's a huge game in the mental sense that they know that they can beat the Boston Celtics. Tonight is as much for Brett Brown as it is for the Sixers players. And for me and everybody else in this fan base, you should expect this to be a monster game tonight.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
In the NBA, talent wins out in the end over great coaching. 98% of the time, talent will win out over great coaching. So I believe that this Sixer team has enough talent to cover up whatever advantages Brad Stevens has over my man Brett Brown.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan.
All right, a little sample of what you heard on the various programs on 97.5 The Fanatic today, and it is 5:30, and that means it is time for the final Twitter poll numbers, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement, and all these engine replacements, they're in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Alrighty, we had two polls again today. First one, over 2,200 votes. Is tonight a must-win against the Celtics? 88% say yes, it's important. 12% say no, won't see them again. And poll number two, what should St. Joe's have done regarding Phil Martelli? Over 1,000 votes on this one. 4% say extend his contract. 31% say let him coach year 25. 39% closing press conference. And 26% they did it right.
Alright, closing press conference wins out. By the way, would you like to share your latest little Confucius saying?
The what?
To,
can
to
I
the
say,
people?
Can I say that on the air?
I believe you can say because you're saying a city.
Okay. Well, if I get in trouble, this is all on the record. Okay.
Would you rather have me say it so I get in trouble?
No, I'll do it.
Okay. Going again. What is your latest Confucius now?
The latest Confucius is. Confucius say, man who walks sideways through turnstile at airport is always going to Bangkok.
So he's traveling to the Far East.
Yes, yes.
Basically.
Yep, that's exactly what that means.
Let's go to Jonas at Roxborough. Jonas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jonas.
Mike, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, Jonas?
Hey, just a quick shout out to you and Tyrone and Nat. Really enjoy the show. And just two quick Sixers points.
Yes.
So first, I'm a little worried about the bench. Like last night, it was good to see. I think that was James Ennis that went off that had
yes,
a couple points.
Yes, had a nice game, James Ennis last night.
Do you think that's going to have to be consistent with not James Ennis, but other bench players like Mike Scott having a good game?
Yeah, I think both of those guys are tremendously key in the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And TJ's going to play his minutes, and that's probably going to be like Boban will get a couple minutes, but they're pretty much going to go with an 8-man team. And that's rotation's probably going to shrink, which means they got to churn what they can out of their starters, and hopefully they can last.
Do you think Jonah Bolden will ever have a game?
You know, he may get some minutes in a stray game, but he's obviously out of the rotation. I had to use him last night for a couple minutes because Embiid was not there, but he's been kind of phased out. He just fouls too much. I mean, he came in a game like 3 seconds later, he got a foul.
I think he had like 3 fouls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is with the game. He can't move his feet enough. He like lunges.
Yeah. And then the last thing is I know that Toby's had some good games, but I think tonight might be the night for him to put up a big one.
I hope so. Jimmy Butler's been, I was on him. I wanted to see Jimmy Butler. I've seen him in the last couple of games, so I'm pleased with what I'm seeing there. And I think that, Tobias Harris is a guy who blends. You know, he never feels the pressure to do something, but he's always there when they need him.
Yeah. And I was really impressed watching him last night kind of move around the court and, didn't need the spotlight. But
yeah, very selfless player, but will deliver when called upon.
Yep. I want to see him next year for sure.
All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question for the Black Keys tickets and a spot in our knockout tournament. It's a Phillies baseball question. Who holds the Phil's team record with 22 pinch hits in a single season? And it happened in their championship year.
Not a baseball guy, Mike.
Who was the pinch hitter? Who was the big pinch hitter in 2008? They won a championship. Left-handed hitter.
I wasn't around.
Oh, man. Left-handed hitter. Got a lot of pinch hits out of him.
Was it Matt Stairs?
It was not.
Who was it?
It was Greg Dobbs.
Greg Dobbs.
Greg Dobbs. 22 pinch hits.
Really?
Yep.
Greg Dobbs?
Greg Dobbs. Eh. Very important player that year.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Slung in a lot of hits that year.
Man. That's
very key bench player. Tony on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Mike.
What's up, Tony?
Big win you're predicting.
Yes, I love him tonight.
Yeah, me too. I'm on the way down. I've got some outstanding seats. I think I'm going to get a rebound myself. How about those rebounds by Redick the other night?
10 last night.
I mean, did you see the interview? He was like smiling ear to ear. He's like, yeah, JoJo was, I was possessed, a little Embiid in me.
Yeah. He was charming last night on that post-game interview with Serena.
I know. I mean, almost a triple-double.
Yeah, a couple assists. He would have given up more instead of shooting a couple threes. He may have no. He played a great game last night.
He's going to remain hot?
I hope so. I think that slump was more of an aberration than it was him. You know, we were afraid of, like, at age 34, when the legs go a little bit, that's when the shot goes. But he's rebounded quite nicely.
Hey, have you noticed Mr. Bobby? He doesn't really jump for rebounds. He just kind of stands there and puts his arms up.
Yeah, he can't play.
He doesn't jump.
He can't play. I mean, listen, whatever they squeeze out of him is like a bonus.
Yeah, keep an eye on him when he's underneath the boards. He literally does not even.
Yeah, I know. And he just kind of flips it up when he shoots it, he just kind of one hand flips it.
Yeah.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, why not?
Here we go. It's the general knowledge category. Let's go with this one.
What's the category?
General knowledge.
Oh, general knowledge.
Yes. What is the colloquial name for a myocardial infarction? Myocardial infarction is what?
Heart something. Heartburn.
Well, it's a heart attack. Oh, man, you were so close. Heart attack. By the way, Greg Dobbs, brother, hit 301 in 2008.
He did?
With 40 RBIs, 9 home runs, 22 pinch hits.
Yeah,
how dare you? And he played 128 games.
I watched every game that season.
You don't remember his contribution?
Nope.
Really?
It's been expunged from my memory.
14 doubles, 9 home runs, 40 RBIs.
I mean, the more you talk about it now, starting to come back, as far as I was concerned, nah. Man. Nah, I guess it was disrespect.
It was total disrespect for you not to remember Greg Dobbs. Very important guy on that team.
What? I guess he was. Where was he playing in the field?
He moved him around. Mostly pinch hit, but he would play third base and first base and...
I remember him a little bit at third base now that you mention it.
Yeah.
All right.
Couldn't catch a cold, but he had a good bat.
Yeah.
All right.
They had a couple guys on that squad who really couldn't field at all.
Yeah. Or Grant Jenkins on that team, too, who was, yeah. struggled.
Burl at that point didn't have a lot of mobility left.
But Charlie sent him up to do one thing.
Mash.
Rake. Coming up, 5 minutes time, sound off right here at 97.5 Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be safe with me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. Before we get to sound off, I was neglected today. Penn Ridge is playing for the state basketball championship. Penn Ridge last night upsets LaSalle to get to the 6A final against Kennedy Catholic out west, which beat Coatesville. That's an amazing story. Penn Ridge is playing for the state title.
When was the last time they were good?
I have no idea. So there it is.
Yeah.
The Penn Ridgers. They play like Virginia a little bit, Ty.
Oh, you know I don't like them, though. Whoever playing, I want them to win.
Well, right now, I make the game Saturday. I make Kennedy Catholic a 13.5-point favorite.
All right.
All right, let's go with sound off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that line, and we may make it to the big show with your comments.
I'm not ashamed to admit it, but the result of tonight's game will affect my mood the rest of the week. I still remember the Boston game, but last month, even when we won the next game, I wasn't happy.
All right, well then, you're going to be happy tonight, because they're going to win tonight. No, Hayward, is Horford banged up too?
He's a game time. He's probable.
He's
He's playing.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward will not, though. All right.
No.
Can you tell me why Ben Simmons isn't getting the rest? Everybody else seems to be getting a rest, at least most players. This kid played 2 games with an upper respiratory infection. I'm just wondering if he needs a day's rest. I don't see why he wouldn't get one.
Doesn't need one. Runs all day. There's some guys that need a rest, some guys that don't. Ben Simmons does not need a rest. When does he ever look like he needs a rest?
But he's going to get a rest.
Well, yeah, maybe against a bad team they'll rest him. But not like he needs it. He's 22, runs all day.
Nah, everybody needs a rest. At some point.
JJ needs a rest. MB needs a rest. The rest of them don't need a rest.
I bet you everybody gets a rest before the season.
Well, hopefully they've got the third seed locked up when they start doing that.
I understand Phil Martelli's everybody's strength. He's a nice man. He's been at the university almost 35 years. But, Mike, come on. The guy hasn't won since 2016. The team has been digressing. In order for you to move forward, you got to let go of the past sometimes.
There are two ways to look at it. Like I said, I'm not a St. Joe alum. If I was a St. Joe alum, I would probably like to see my team get in the NCAA tournament and win their league. But they haven't been that successful lately. So it's up to the AD. It's her prerogative. She wants to change the direction of the program. She's entitled to do it.
Listening to the Mike Missinelli show, there's two things I learned. Never wait for an athlete. They're not coming. And the second thing I learned is never trust someone that uses the word listen.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what he was trying to say. Never wait for an athlete, they're not coming.
Yeah, like Mike Trout, whoever it may be.
Oh, okay, I got it. And now what was the second thing?
That people say listen.
Listen.
Yeah, I might say that.
Like
as a
precursor
me.
To what you're about to say.
Yeah.
Because you want extra emphasis, you want them to listen.
That's right.
Okay.
So let me get this straight, Mike. Do you think Mike Trout's going to actually get booed at Eagles games because he didn't sign with the Phillies? These fans don't care. As long as he keeps kissing the Eagles, they don't care what you do.
Yeah, well, you're mistaken, because there's going to be a few yokels that boo him. And that's been really indigenous to Philadelphia. If you don't choose Philly, and he didn't choose Philly, they're going to look at him differently a little bit.
The Sixers to beat the Celtics tonight, 125-88. Who gives a crap? The Celtics don't even care about this game. Can Brett Brown beat them 4 games out of 7, or is he going to get out coached?
You don't have to worry about it, because they're not going to play him 4 games out of 7. And if you look at the way the playoffs are set up, that's not going to happen. So you don't have to worry about it. You worry about something that's not going to happen.
St. Joseph University Athletic Department. Not only did you fire Phil on St. Joseph's Day, you actually sent an email to every alumni asking for money. Wow. Crumbum Award!
It was what day?
It was the Feast of St. Joseph.
It was?
Mm-hmm. I had saw that elsewhere.
Well, there's no good timing for something like that, so I don't know what to say.
What about that email, though? You okay with the money email?
Same day? No, that's wrong. You got to wait a little bit. You probably have to wait until you get a new coach.
I'm hearing people losing their minds over this Michael Trout thing. I don't get it, quite frankly. First of all, I really wouldn't want the Phillies to have over $700 million tied up in two ball players. I'd rather them put that money toward pitching.
You're telling me you would mind if you paid for both Mike Trout and Bryce Harper? Seriously, you wouldn't want that? I get your point about the pitching, but dude, come on.
I tell you, Aaron Rowland and Trent Clay have your heads messed up. Who has better numbers, Bobby Abreu or Chase Utley? Let's check, shall we? What's that? Performance doesn't matter? Oh, okay.
Bobby Abreu had pretty good numbers as a Philly, but he people never warmed up to him because he didn't play, he played safe. Huh? Good player, but he played safe.
And he also didn't win.
Yeah.
Can't understand why some of these guys are saying Brett Brown should be fired. I think he's doing a good job, and I think he's going to do well in the playoffs.
Well, I hope you were right, because what I require Brett Brown to do is get to the Eastern Final. And he's got to make that a series. And the only escape hatch I give him is if they lose Game 7 in a real tight one in Milwaukee. And then I'd be a little bit more benevolent.
Time for word association. I'm going to give you a name of a Sixer. You tell me the first thing comes to your mind. I'll go first. Ready? Jonah Bolden.
Hello.
Where are all these people who had Jonah up there with Dennis Rodman? What happened to that? Mike, you're wrong. He's Dennis Rodman. Where are these people now?
I don't know.
As I'm telling you, he steps into the locker room from his car. He gets in the locker room. There's an official there. Ping! Foul. All right, close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610. 877-971-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, winner of the General Knowledge Trivia Prize. Pair of tickets to see the Black Keys and a spot in our knockout tournament, plus two tickets to the Sixers game. Jake Angstadt from Allentown. Congratulations to Jake. Coming up on the radio side, Devon Gibbons and Bob Cooney from the Wells Fargo Center lead you into Sixers Celtics. And also on TV, Quick Slants will lead you right into the Sixers pregame show on NBC Sports Philly tonight. Everybody have a great night. We talk about a Sixers victory tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.